You know, for our last segment together, I wanted to talk about a specific book. The book is called A Cozy Infinity. It's produced locally by the folks over at Acapella Books, Frank Reese, and a stellar team of writers. Everybody from Thomas Mullen, Jimmy Carter, Paul Hempel, who passed away a few years back, and John T. Edge, and over in Mississippi, technically, but spends a lot of time here. It's a long, long list, but they're all telling their stories about book selling and books in Atlanta. And of course, this book was made for the 25th anniversary of Acapella Books, so there's a focus on that. But they're telling the story of a greater community and of a culture here, of comrades in arms, in essence. As you read through it, you see all of these relationships interlinked, and you get a sense of how these people help each other on day-to-day basis to make their writing better, to make their lives easier, to keep their business afloat when it needs to be.
How they influence one another.
Yeah. And, you know, John, you here on City Cafe, the things that we do, that's part of that fabric. All these little things in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or in Creative Loafing or online, all these things contribute in their little ways to making our city a better place for our writers, the voice of who we are. I've never seen a better document for how that works than this book.
Now, Darren, I have to say that I believe when we started City Cafe, the Decatur Book Festival was only 4 years old then. From your vantage point, looking back to 2009 and comparing it to now, is there anything you could say, point to and say, that has changed about Atlanta's literary scene, writing community?
I think that in 2009, we were still considered a little bit of an underdog, but I think that we have become known as a powerhouse, as a must-do for touring authors, and I think that writers want to live here now.
So our view of ourselves is not the only thing that's changed the rest of the country.
Yeah, I think that's the path we're on, and I think that's happening. I really do think that in years to come, we will talk about these years in revered tones. Like, I can't believe that you could walk into a coffee shop and this author would be there, and you know, you'd run into the poet laureate, and then you'd run into Jocelyn Jackson, and you'd run into Melissa Faye Green, all in the same walk down the street in a 5 minute span. And the kind of talent that is, you know, present in our lives is astounding, and we sometimes overlook it.
Well, Darren, this may be our final conversation in this particular setting, but I'm sure together and with the greater Atlanta literary community, we will continue with many a conversation in the years to come. But thank you for these past 6 years, especially.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure to be on the air with you these years, and it's been a pleasure to call you my friend for many more.